All right, KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California, and we're really glad to present the band Lean. They're from L.A. They made the trek down to play live for you. First, we're going to hear the title track off their recently released record called Years, and then we'll come back and chat with the guys, Kyle and Steve, from Lean. So whenever you guys are ready, you're hot. Take it away. So good. That's Lean live in studio on KX93.5. Kyle and Steve playing acoustic and very delicately, I might add. Really subdued, nice playing.
Thank you.
Awesome. So that's obviously not probably what the album version sounds like.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. The album version has a lot of 808 drums and synths. And
cool.
Yeah.
Well, the most important first question I'd like to ask is, do you guys go to the same beard barber? Or do you have the same beard shampoo?
When we started the band, Kyle did not have a beard.
Okay.
It took about 30 minutes of thinking about it really hard and like flexing, and then he's had a longer beard than me ever since.
Wow. So quickly, you wanted to usurp the lead singer.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. Right. So are you happy with the choice now?
I am happy with the choice.
Yeah.
We actually both got sent some beard products from this brand, Beard Brand, that were amazing.
Bing.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Good sponsor shout out. Yeah. Did they ask you for product placement?
They actually really didn't very much, and that's why I like them.
Right.
They
good. So you did it anyway.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it's just you guys, right? Do you play with anybody else when you're live, or is it just the two of you holding down the fort?
Right. The band is the two of us, but we play with the drummer live.
Okay, cool. And then your new record came out just a month ago called Years. That was the title track. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song and maybe kind of the themes of it and then the record in general?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess that song is kind of a microcosm of the record, I suppose. You know, Kyle and I have been at this for a long time separately, and then, you know, this is our first record together. We decided to make a band ourselves, and it's taken years, you know, to get our own thing up and running, and right. Here we are. And then, you know, that song in particular is kind of the same thing, you know, but maybe in a little bit more pointed way, like years will... Time heals all. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you guys are a good testament to the saying that an overnight success takes about 7 years or whatever, you know, that one, because you did work a long time at it. But just last year when the band started, I mean, it quickly became pretty successful for you. Popped up on some playlists and got some notice on things where people pay attention to. So, I mean, it might have seemed sudden, but, you know, it really wasn't, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like an iceberg that you just see the tip, and then beneath that is all like the work and
right.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, it was nice to pop up on some playlists and, like you said, get people hearing it, but my mom still hasn't heard the song, so I don't think we're really popular until...
That's key.
Until
yeah.
She knows who we are.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
What did she want you to be when you grew up?
I don't know. Shave my beard.
Just as long as you shaved it, whatever you did.
Yeah.
That's probably why she hasn't listened.
Must be.
You know, I think if you did, she might.
Well, she'd given me a chin. I wouldn't have had to have this thing.
Wow. I hope she's not listening right now. So how do you attribute that notice that you got from like Spotify and Apple Music? I mean, was it just totally random luck of the draw, or do you feel like you did something right to get there?
I mean, a lot of it has seemed to come about kind of organically. I mean, even when you say it back to us, like you got all this success, I'm like, oh, really? That's cool. Like,
yeah.
we just put... music that we felt strongly about out in the world, and it's kind of pinging back that people like it.
Right. Yeah.
Plus past lives.
Past lives being who you were before this?
Yeah, you know, we did a lot of good stuff probably.
I see. Yeah, you were reincarnated into somebody that deserved the success. Yeah,
exactly.
Very cool. Well, I know you guys just got back from a little tour. We just missed you at the Bootleg, and you were back from New York City, so we don't really have any shows to talk about that are coming up, but how have the gigs been going? Have you noticed... few more people kind of noticing and coming back and, you know, paying closer attention over time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been fortunate to get asked to play some really cool shows. That's what we were out in New York doing. We played out there, and, you know, it's always fun to play in front of new fans who haven't necessarily heard you, but they're in the room. And we played one of our favorite shows a couple months ago here in Orange County at the Constellation Room.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Obviously a great
space.
There.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really cool. And you know, we had so many people telling us that they, like, came from all over, like, Riverside and San Diego and L.A., all this stuff. And they're like, we were listening to you on the way over. And, it, like, because, you know, we were there opening up for someone who's much bigger than us, which is a great way to do it. We feel fortunate that we were invited to that show. And, you know, sure enough, then those people are our fans. And
Who did you open for on that one?
That was this guy, Mickey Echo.
Super, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, really great writer and performer and singer.
So, cool.
Yeah,
that was great. That is the way to do it. You're right. That and TV placements seem to be the way that bands make it these days.
I think local radio.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope you'd think that, considering you're here. Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, Kyle, it must feel like a bit of a shock when somebody says, like, yeah, I drove from Riverside to listen to your record the whole way. And
At the Bootleg show just recently, the record release show, there was a girl in the front singing the entire show.
Wow.
And I was just so confused. So what was going on?
You're like, this is our music?
I talked to her. Like, the record had just come out. It had maybe been out for an hour by the time that we played.
No way.
So she told me that she went home and then listened to the record on repeat and then came back.
It was not my mom either.
To be clear, it still wasn't. That's impressive. Maybe she had the only leaked version.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe she like hacked into my
because it's hard to listen to a record on repeat for an hour when it's probably about an hour long.
There were a few songs out, but she had to do homework for
the other one. I see. That is impressive.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I think you guys have a great sound. Again, the band is Lean out of Los Angeles, Steve and Kyle in studio acoustically. We just heard the title track Years, and if you don't mind, let's do another one. So why don't you introduce before you play Comeback? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. This was actually the first single we put out last year. I don't know. It's called Comeback.
Beautifully said.
I got really not a whole lot about it.
All right. We'll let it speak for itself. Whenever you guys are ready, Lean on KX93.5.
Yourself, where you can pretend that you're someone else, and I'm happy enough to come for a visit, where reality drowns me in all of the minute, so I come back. So I come back here for more. And everything is alright. I'm just a wave riding in the tide. But I have to get back to my place in the real world, where reality drowns me and all other people. So I come back here for more. 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 I told myself a thousand times that I need to get you out of my life. All the lies that you tell yourself, well, it can get used on someone else. Who am I kidding? I'm still the king of self-deception. I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving. So I come back here for more. So I come back here for more.
All right, guys, the band's Lean live in studio, Kyle and Steve acoustic on KX93.5, and I have to say, we tried to Facebook Live it, but I don't know. Did you guys, I think you've cursed Facebook Live because it didn't work for you at your other interview, and this time there wasn't any audio, so I'm sorry.
Oh, there's no audio?
Yeah, we tried. Bummer. We tried.
Putin, man.
I think that's probably right. Yes. You're absolutely right. We tried. I mean, at least people could see your beards, but they couldn't hear anything, so I'm sorry to report.
As long as it was perfectly in time with the record.
They can just turn it on.
Perfect lip sync.
Well, and like we mentioned, this obviously is a different sound than the record and what you'd hear live. You mentioned like the drum machine, right? So you kind of take, you have a live drummer, but you kind of take 90s inspired hip hop drums.
Yeah, yours especially has this like kind of big 808 kick drum in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did that idea come from?
I don't know where it came from.
Not us. We did not invent 808s. We're not here to take credit from the wonderful Roland company.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to make some cool beats, and then we ended up writing indie rock songs over them.
Cool. It's rad.
Yeah, and like a lot of, like, Comeback has a lot of loops and like a bunch of break beats, a lot of like kind of Motown feel.
Cool. Well, I hope people take the opportunity to listen to the recorded version of these guys if you liked the acoustic sound. I know there's really no shows coming up like we talked about, but where do you want people to go to stay in touch with you, follow you, that sort of thing?
Instagram is always a good one.
Okay.
We run that. That's at Lean Noise.
Yeah, Lean Dot Noise.
Nailed it. Lean Dot Noise.
Okay.
Even though we're just called Lean.
Right. You have a hard to Google band name.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, at least you added a word to it to make it a little easier.
Huh? Doing what we can here.
or people can find us on our homepage on the World Wide Web. It's okay. leannoise.com.
Cool. Right on.
That's a good point.
Well, guys, we really appreciate it. And I will add that this Friday, we're going to do an episode of Full Album Fridays with these guys where we journey through the entire record, your new record Years. And you guys are going to do a little commentary on each track and what it means a little bit more eloquently than you introduced Comeback, I expect.
Doubtful.
Well, something to look forward to.
Crickets, man.
Wow, that was impressive.
Well,
wow, did you know he could do that?
I think there's actually a cricket in here.
Do that one more time.
So much pressure.
That's unbelievable. That's not a sound effect. That's Steve. Wow, dude, I'm blown away. Do you have any more?
As long as we can edit you saying that about my singing, not about...
Singing was pretty good. That was awesome.
You know, they got like your standards, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
You're like the guy from Spaceballs. You know who I'm talking about?
I thought it was from Police Academy.
Well, that guy, he's in Spaceballs too, as well.
Not Spaceballs
2. Yeah, the Spaceballs 1 right. Also. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, also, the same guy. I think it's the same guy.
I mean, I maintain that it's like only child syndrome.
Right. I'm one too, but I can't do that. So
Invisible friends?
Some.
Well, you got a radio show. You talk to yourself.
That's true. Yeah, so we were in the same boat, I guess.
Kindred.
That was pretty awesome. Okay, anyway, that's Stephen Kyle from Lean, and we'll catch the guys this Friday on Full Album Fridays. And do stay in touch, guys. We look forward to what's next for the band.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, Lean on KX 93.5.